pair of Middle Tennessee lawmakers has filed a bill to let state officials seize property they believe has been used for terrorism. That has a group that represents Muslims concerned their houses of worship could be targeted. The FBI already can seize assets from suspected terrorists, even before they've been found guilty. The bill before Tennessee legislators would extend that power to state and local investigators. Paul Galloway, head of the Nashville-based American Center for Outreach, worries that could lead to guilt by association for Tennessee Muslims. Mosques, for instance, could be stripped of their belongings, even when they've done nothing wrong.
These houses of worship don't have tightly controlled membership. I mean, they're open to anybody to come in and to say their prayers and to leave. And unless this bill is worded in a much more specific and tailored way, it's very catch-all.
Laws like this proposal, known as asset forfeiture, have been under intense scrutiny. Police agencies across the country are accused of using the tactic to take cash, cars, jewelry, and other possessions from people who are later found to be innocent or are never even brought to trial. In fact, other legislation proposed in Tennessee this year would rein in asset forfeiture. Supporters of the terrorism forfeiture bill plan to name it after Private Andy Long, an Army recruiter killed 5 years ago by a radicalized Muslim from Tennessee. They're still working on the language of the bill and plan to present it in mid-March. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.